Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't
we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out Wednesday edition. Excited about it.
It's a gas crisis, okay? Everyone, keep your composure! Calm down, Nate!
Just as we tried to talk about before the break, how people freaking out is the problem. How the media making this seem worse than it may or may not be.
I'm going to have to walk to work!
I have no idea. No one knows what the actual issue is.
Just know people are losing their minds and actually making a gas shortage by filling up useless containers.
Yes.
Some lady was filling up plastic bags.
Bags? Really?
And not like heavy-duty lawn bags. Like a big Target bag.
What?
Tying it off at the top. It's pandemonium.
Do people know that, I mean...
We did this last year.
Toilet paper.
We didn't learn from
paper
our
towels.
Idiocy then. We're not going to learn now. It just, like, having that one extra 5-gallon jug of gas is not going to be the difference between, like, life and death. Like, it's either going to be so bad that all gas will be rendered useless at some point. Do people realize that, like, even if you could get enough, it would go bad? Like, even if you could store enough somehow to run all of your vehicles, while the rest of the world's walking around because you were the ultimate... Congratulations, you won Prepper of the Year. You're the only dude that or woman who can keep driving around town.
Yeah, but then everyone hates you because you're the only one driving around.
If no one else can, like, what's the point? Like, the whole ecosystem is going to be changed, like, forever. Either no
one
has...
We think about the birds and the frogs.
I mean, gosh, either no one's going to have gas, or if you guys would just chill the freak out, everybody could have some gas. But no, no. We got to fill up our grocery bags, our 55-gallon jugs, our weed containers.
Like on the trailer, like the 100-gallon, right. Like hot tub size weed sprayer.
Yeah.
We're going to clean that bad boy out, fill it with gas. I hope you treat it for ethanol if you got that much, because it really about 30 days, it'll start like ruining stuff.
Is that the shelf life? I was going to look
it's
that up
about 30
today.
Days. The ethanol gets real bad. Something like that. Like if... That's why you winterize a boat, treat the gas so that it doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
It's very yeah, it's very serious stuff. But, yeah, man, it's chaos. Mm. People are – I was legitimately on empty yesterday.
Really?
When I left the station. I was like, I'm going to go get – every bay at Sam's, five cars deep.
Really?
Every one of them. People with their gas cans. I didn't see anyone filling up a bag in real time.
Yeah.
But – like, people were standing outside of their car, like, watching other people get gas. Like, don't you get too much? Don't you get... Like, it was the weirdest...
People are
like,
just...
older gentlemen were getting out of their car to, like, monitor everyone else getting gas. Like, they had... You know the look.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's the mask look. It's like, the same one. It's the judgmental, like, I hate you look. Because we've completely gone ape bleep. Like, it's ridiculous. Lost all common sense. I mean, congrats. This is what a lot of you people picked, wanted, whatever.
I blame the media.
Well,
they make a big deal out of everything. Well, and people, people just don't understand the reality of
situations
like this.
I used to roll my eyes when people would say that. A few years ago, people would say, oh, it's the media's fault. And I'd roll my eyes like, come on. The media just promotes whatever gets them paid the most, like everyone else.
No, that's right.
Like everyone else
but
takes...
But what is that? That's fear and panic. And,
right.
And,
everyone else pretty much takes the job that pays them the most for whatever they're good at. I mean, maybe there are many, many individual examples where people take less to do something they feel is more meaningful with their life and yada, yada. But typically, once you look at everything on a macro level, human beings do whatever they do so they can gain... the most, wealth, for lack of a better word. I don't mean necessarily just dollars on the pay, but whatever you value in life, that's why you do what you do as a career. The media does the same thing. The problem is, lately, the media has really realized, it's kind of redundant.
No, it's just emphasis.
Has realized that...
And really, they have.
There's really no there's really no cap on fear-mongering about anything. That fear and pain... I mean, we always knew that, like tragedy sells or, like chaos sells, right? But right now, but it seems like what's happened on an individual level, even from individual reporters, is they're realizing that there's no end to how much they can push that something bad is happening right now at all times. There used to be some level of integrity on that front, but now it's completely out the window. So now it is just scare them to death with anything. If it could happen, go ahead and throw it out there. And we eat it up. I mean, we do. I mean, I've noticed this since the pandemic. I've noticed how many things we do that are based in, like, God, what's the word? A lot of human behavior, especially now in, richest America in history, is based on these, like, baseless fears where, yeah, one thing might have happened to one person one time 18 years ago, but we've changed everything to make sure that that never happens again to anyone. And it just ruins life. It's insanity. Like, we're going to destroy our own success because we're so successful that we stress about things that should not matter.
Blake has sent in a tip sheet on how to handle the pipeline shutdown. Number one, do not start panic buying gasoline. It only worsens the issue.
We've already lost.
Well, what am I going to do when 30 to 50 feral hogs run into my yard within 3 to 5 minutes while my small kids play? How am I going to get away now, Houston?
What was that from?
It was like 2019. You know, some guy is basically trying to make the argument for why he should be able to keep his AR.
That sounded like Talladega Nights or something. You know what I mean?
It's just like, I thought it was from one of your movies.
Feral hogs. 20, 30 seconds. Treat a half full tank as an empty tank for the next couple of days and top off when you're out and about versus frantically filling up everything you have. This is not the first time a pipeline is shut down. We can assure you it will not be the last. Fortunately, we still have abundant options, including the Plantation Pipeline. That'll get changed. Which almost...
Yeah, how's that not been canceled yet?
I don't know. Which almost mirrors Colonial, as well as the ability to do long-haul projects if needed. So, see, we're good. Everything's fine.
Fueling America's progress.
So, when do they think everything will be back to normal again?
Never.
I was going to say it, too.
That's Fauci.
I'm not sure.
Next Mother's Day, Adam. Next Mother's Day. Maybe. If you wear three masks.
I just got a message from someone who said that every gas station in Hardin Valley has bags over the pumps. Like they're out.
We just got a message from somebody that works in the industry. This has been an issue in the industry since last week.
Right.
There was no problem until people started panic buying.
Because?
The media. They blew it out of proportion. Fear porn. Toilet paper 2.0.
Well, happy Wednesday, everyone.
Chase tweets.
Get her, Dave.
Sheeple. Don't know why we follow. We just do. What? Everybody's buying gas? I better buy gas.
Why is the line so long? I'm going to go sit in it.
I bought gas yesterday, but that was because I literally had no more gas in the tank. And to keep my car going, I had to get gas.
You monster. You're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Part of the problem.
I didn't buy excess, though.
You didn't fill up more than your tank?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Smart.
Was expensive.
I'm going to hide all the gas in my boat tank. See? No one will look in there.
You should have filled up the boat so that when you get it working again, you could go somewhere.
No.
And then run out of gas eventually, and then not be able to go anywhere because people bought all the gas.
Bear says that Colonial is already pumping manually.
See?
Well, that's good.
You people.
Why didn't they get on that instantly?
Maybe it's hard. Hard to do that.
Well, I think they did, but you can only pump certain rate. Yeah.
Anyway. Just take care of each other. Like, it's really not that hard.
Actually, it is.
Well, for you.
It's a good thing you got that electric mower.
I was actually thinking like, I won't have to cut the grass. Dang it. Electric.
Yep. Your lawn should be the only one.
It's going to look great.
The neighborhood that looks good.
Oh, I can rent out my mower to afford gasoline.
Is that what people think they can do? The people filling up all the buckets in the back of their truck?
Mm-hmm.
Think that they're going to be able to sell like each bucket for like $1,000.
Buddy, do you remember the dude in Nashville who bought like all the hand sanitizer and was like,
had it in his garage?
You know, 4 ounces of hand sanitizer, $300.
Mm-hmm.
Roll of paper towels, $250.
But the idiots that buy it are they're the problem.
Well, he got shut down.
If you don't buy that stuff, then then you just screw those people over. But some idiot will do it.
Yeah, but they're going to get left holding a bunch of ruined gas, most likely.
Good. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, yeah.
Don't buy it.
Especially if you're doing it for the wrong reasons like that. What a mess. We actually do have a lot of sporting stuff to get into today. Yesterday was a big day.
Bill Lee at least announced yesterday no more federal pandemic unemployment programs.
He also signed NLI.
Mm-hmm.
NIL. NLI would be
NIL.
National Letter of Intent. He has not signed that. He's an Auburn fan.
And?
But he did sign name, image, and likeness.
And the baseball stadium.
Oh, stadium?
The baseball stadium?
Yes.
100%?
Oh, yeah.
For Arkansas.
We talked about that yesterday.
But
they got a win, but it's not by the skin of their teeth. They hung on.
What was the final? I only saw it at
10-8.
9-0.
10-8.
10-8?
Yep. Gave up six runs in the seventh. Got a little
bullpen.
Got a little dicey.
Did we go to some young arms in the pen?
I would say we probably did.
Try and get some work in.
We probably did.
Almost cost us.
Probably did. It was it was a little dicey. I was with you. It was like 8-0. I'm like, got this. Watch some Game of Thrones or something. Then check back. It's like, uh-oh. But they survive in advance. Dr. Danny White has made another decision.
What's that?
Home opener for football. You didn't see this?
Oh, I saw it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Dr. Danny White.
I saw it.
Thursday night.
Where are those guys? We're South Carolina. Great.
Worked for Butch Jones.
I don't have a problem.
No, we almost lost that game.
Yeah,
we got lucky.
But we won.
We should have lost.
I don't.
They missed a field goal, an extra point.
And we fumbled to ourselves
in overtime.
We fumbled
it off our leg straight to our own teammate.
I have gotten to the point to where the notion of like playing on a Thursday night, you can say it's a gimmick, but a lot of the bigger teams do it. I mean, hell, Ohio State's going to be playing that Thursday night as well. I don't have an issue with it. I'm actually excited that I get to enjoy my Saturday now. A lot of good can come from this.
Why would you not have enjoyed your Saturday because we were playing bowling?
I mean,
you just mean like you would have had to do VR and now you have a full day?
Yeah,
like
I can hang out on the lake.
So you don't enjoy doing VR and watching Tennessee football? Like that is not you enjoying your Saturday?
I enjoy VR once the weather turns to where I can't be out on the water.
Oh.
And you can't combat that because you're always out on the water.
No, I agree.
But, no, this is...
Big water guy.
This is a move that I feel bad for some of the fans that aren't going to be able to travel up here that wanted to go to a game. I question their methods and reasoning why they would travel that far to come watch Bowling Green in the first place. But
exactly.
Some,
that's why I think it's a good game to do it.
Well, there are some people. I mean, if it's not the first game, I kind of get it. But like there are some people that I know have already made plans, and now they're having to kind of find a way to cancel out of that. But it's a good opportunity to just like get on national television, which is also a curse for Tennessee, seeing as doesn't usually pan out for us. But then again, that's just been the last decade. So,
way to make that a positive, nice thing. We'll talk about that later.
There's a lot of layers to this.
Dr. Dan.
There's a lot of layers to this. Houston, you...
I agree.
...believe we'll beat Pitt. I think this helps us have a better opportunity to beat Pitt.
Yep, called it. More rest, more prep for Pitt. Pitt's in trouble. Pitt is in trouble. I'm telling you right now. This only helps my 8-4 prediction. Oh, yeah.
How'd the Vol for Lifers take it, Debbie?
A lot of them were...
Did you actually read what they said, or are you just trying to get into their headspace?
No. I went through. There was one guy who was upset because he, like the other person I was talking about, had made plans to, like, I think fly in. And
fly in for Bowling Green?
But now, like, I think him and his wife would both have to get off work. Yeah. But they'd already... What they had done was they had already, I think, booked, like, an Airbnb for the Saturday and Sunday.
Have to cancel out of that.
Yeah, so now they got to try to get out of that. A lot of them were just like, man, it's a gimmick. And then someone's like, it doesn't matter what the fans think. It's will that help this program win.
Okay, John Curry.
That was one of them. And then they're like, well, don't take my word for it. Take it from this VFL. And then they'll just like post like a random football player's quote from a guy who played here like 20 years ago. The typical responses.
I mean, I don't think it's that big a deal, but I mean, it's a change.
Well,
it's gonna. I mean, there's gonna be less people in the stadium because it's on a Thursday.
There's that. I think the bigger story though is what do Knoxville businesses that expect that weekend revenue? How does that impact them? Whenever you're looking at this, like being the first event that's available for people to really attend and there not be a cap on the attendance.
Yeah.
Man, sad. ESPN hasn't even updated it yet. Hadn't moved us to Thursday.
Why is that sad? It's ESPN. Their website and app are terrible.
Yeah. You know, we could just, why don't we just move it all the way up to like Saturday, August 28th? A lot of teams are playing that weekend. Then we'd get 2 weeks for Pitt.
That's what Florida did a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad plan.
Nebraska's playing Illinois that week.
Really?
Yeah. The rest of the games are kind of weird, you know, non-conference things, but it's interesting.
We'll talk more about the schedule move. Did you also see that Tennessee made a move in their compliance department?
I did see that.
Huh.
I mean, kind of makes some sense, right?
I'm surprised he lasted this long.
Yeah, what's that guy been doing? Watching Netflix with Kevin Steele?
I guess they had to have him to walk through the investigation.
Hey, show us where the Philip Fulmer mentioned some bodies. Can you show us those, please?
They weren't actual bodies.
Does anyone know? I'm not familiar with this guy. He wasn't there whenever I was working within the athletic department. He was a part of the crew that came in 2018, I believe. So I think he came in like with Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was like when Pruitt brought in all of his own doctors and stuff, too.
And cheating ass crew.
Yeah.
This is like Robert Gillespie.
They kept him around to like get all the dirt, get all the files. Not that Robert Gillespie was dirty. What we were saying is Robert Gillespie was the only guy, because he had been the recruiting dude, who knew where.
Yeah,
like how to
how to like unlock the password for the computer.
Yeah. You gotta keep one guy behind.
Here's how you work this film machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this was.
Hey Kevin, I bypassed the system. All you gotta do is hit enter on password, and it'll just automatically open up. Oh wow, that's genius.
Doesn't that mean anyone could get in here? Yeah, but nobody will think to do that. Just that's our password. Just hit enter, because it's like entering. You get it. But yeah, so I guess they kept him around long enough to have him rat on Pruitt, and then is that officially everybody there?
It's like in those war movies where you kill everybody except one, and you tell him to send the message.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, it's like that.
Right.
You're all fired except for actually.
Except for you.
Yeah, little Jimmy down there. Come here.
Well, you're gonna fire you later.
Yeah.
But you're gonna tell everybody what a great job we're doing first.
Or like House of Cards, you make one person fire everybody, and then you fire that person at the end of the day. That way you don't have to fire one person. Brutal.
I want to look into this NIL thing. I saw the headline. I didn't read what the details are. Are we ahead of the curve?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Like,
are
we doing the 75% thing? Or
probably 99%.
Yeah,
this might come as a shocker, but I did not prep for that at all.
Stunner! Jeez, man. Caught me off guard. What?
I thought he was going to hit the button.
No, I'm still setting stuff up.
Oh, you had.
I'm also behind on that
as
well.
7:27.
Yeah. I decided to participate, yeah.
Gosh. You can only do one thing. Adam, how are your board running skills?
I would say slightly above average.
You blew the podcast first day on the job yesterday.
No, you didn't blow. You just put the wrong color.
I'm used to putting white for that third hour.
Okay.
The drive.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
So the drive does it wrong?
Yeah, the drive goes orange, gray, white.
Why would
the color-coded system was set up for every show to do the same.
There's a standard around here.
Home, away, alternate. Very simple.
Yeah.
Home, away, alternate.
White, gray.
They would screw it up.
Well,
I'll send a memo.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. A lot happened yesterday.
A lot.
Pretty good.
And yet we're talking about stuff from 1996.
Hey, it's riveting. In the Breaks podcast,
lit.
Tennessee becomes the 15th state to pass a bill allowing college athletes to earn money for the use of their name, image, and likeness.
Well, at least we're not going to be behind.
I think that makes 15 states.
He literally just said Tennessee becomes the 15th state. It's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, always on his P's and Q's, paying close attention to the show. Breaking news when it needs to be broken again 5 seconds later.
A lot of these articles, even this article from like 8 hours ago, though, still has the date wrong. Like they bumped it up, right, to July 1st this year?
Yes.
All these dates say 2022, but...
Yep, they moved it forward.
I guess people didn't know that when it first broke.
Oh, wow. We got a gas pump fight in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, God.
Man and a woman. She apparently cut line. Yikes. Things are getting dicey out there. Don't worry, though. Our very own Bear is on the scene. He's berating people in gas lines right
now. It's actually East Tennessee now.
West North Carolina's now. No, that's the Middle East.
Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Raleigh,
yeah.
Raleigh would be East Tennessee.
Because they were flying a Tennessee flag.
Right.
Because I guess our state capital doesn't look good enough. So we're going to take North Carolina's state capital and fly the Tennessee flag over it for some movie.
Some movie. I'm telling you, everything happened yesterday. Yesterday was just...
It was Optimism Tuesday.
It was.
Everybody got the news going.
I like whoever tweeted that. I like the way they wrote it. Tennessee has not invaded North Carolina. I repeat, Tennessee has not invaded North
Carolina. I like the reply that
said,
that's what we want you to think. Yeah, how does this work with your quadrants deal? I mean, like, what? How many quadrants are we up to now?
Well, according to Grit's map, it makes 6, which I've been saying all along.
There's an equator, so that's 12.
It would be 12 because of the...
The equator.
The Lenore City
That's
equator.
What I said with his. Yeah, no, with mine, it's actually a little different. You can't just draw a straight line because you got that part of North Carolina that continues to kind of go down a little bit.
That's
so you
got
to break it into thirds.
That's just the basement.
So you're adding actually 5 quadrants instead of 6 total for North
Carolina.
So we
have Carolina. 11 quadrants.
We have 11 quadrants now.
Good to know.
They're like, good luck getting the Western people who live in Western Carolina to call themselves... Middle Easterners.
Yeah. Yeah, the Middle East.
I'm sure
Tennessee.
The folks in Murphy that hid Eric Rudolph for a while will love being called Middle Eastern.
Middle East. Yeah.
That'll really go
well
with their culture.
Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee's bill would affect college athletes in men's and women's sports, but especially high-profile teams. There are 4 Division I FBS college football teams in the state. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, and MTSU. Tennessee's new bill reads. Oh, and then this newspaper article didn't put it. They left it. Like, this is a... Good Lord.
What?
Well, I should have known better than to click on one of the articles from the USA Today Network, which sucks. They have a line that says, Tennessee's new bill reads, colon, and then there's nothing there. And then it says, the bill also says...
All right.
That an institution cannot adopt rules that prevent or unduly restrict athletes from earning compensation for the use of their name, image, or likeness. However, the institution can prohibit certain uses of an athlete's name, image, or likeness if it reasonably considers there to be a conflict with the values of the institution. For example, you know, promoting gambling, tobacco, alcohol, and adult entertainment. Well.
So they're not going to be able to promote gambling?
Yeah, I guess not.
Good.
I mean,
good.
That makes sense.
Get off my street corner.
now that makes sense because that gets into the integrity of the
game.
Oh,
no, exactly. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. But what about, like, alcohol?
No alcohol.
Even if they're 21?
I don't know. It just says no alcohol.
Did we set a limit? Is it unlimited by the state? The university will make that decision?
I don't know.
Or the NCAA will make that decision?
I clicked on...
You're all over it, aren't you? Picking the right ones.
I clicked on an article that said the Tennessee bill reads, and then it didn't say what it reads. I clicked on it because I thought it was the one that would tell me what it reads.
But it doesn't do that?
Mm-mm. Mm. Nope. And there's a lot of articles from last week when they knew, and then like got when it was going through, I guess. But, of course, it all got
It got sped up.
Sped up and then, you know, passed through with a July 1st date.
Well, we got to be ahead of it, man. We said that. You can't put universities behind the eight ball. I would imagine, credit to Bill Lee. I mean, he's an Auburn fan. But I think he realizes what this could potentially do to Tennessee if, you know, Florida passes it, Georgia passes it, and we're just kind of sitting here doing nothing. So at least now we're on track to be on an equal playing field. Whatever, you know, the NCAA can still mess this up, but at least we're in the soup with the ability to get our players paid for name, image, and likeness. Janeway wants to know what quadrant he's in if he's in the Charlotte airport right now, Dave. Yep. Pull up your the Hudson map. We got to name this thing, right? The Hudson 11. Is that what we're going to call it? We'll get there. Okay.
This is it's pretty interesting.
Go on.
The next article I found was just a plagiarized version of the previous.
Oh, cool.
Like, this is, yeah. Well, we talked about it with the gas thing. Like, this is our media. Just take one thing and just, it really doesn't even matter what you say anymore. It's how many people you can get it in front of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do, like, no one says, oh, I read this paper because it has the best whatever anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just follows whatever they follow in their social media, you know, profile, and that's what you get. And you can pick and choose on that front.
Sure.
But everybody just spits out the same content, basically, just packaged however you want to package it. And really, how fast you can get to, you can distribute it to how many people is the name of the game. So if you
got
to
be first and fast,
if you can sensationalize stuff, then it obviously goes faster. I have the 5-page bill here. I'll comb through.
Don't,
it during,
yeah, comb
it's
through
actually
it
during the break. It's actually a difficult question because, so.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, Charlotte's right on the line. It's on the border, so it's technically south, like, middle, like, east, and then like south southeast. It's the whole thing.
Whoever made that, just, I mean, you can't have Charlotte as a split quadrant. Like, that's a nightmare.
Speaking of the Middle East, we have,
what
somebody,
are we gonna do with the time zones?
Speaking of the Middle East, we have somebody from the Middle East on the line.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
What Middle East?
Dan in Pakistan.
Oh, Pakistan Dan.
Oh, I thought you meant like Middle East Tennessee, which would be Western North Carolina. But no, you have Dan from, Dan, are you staying safe over there, buddy? I hear there's some action.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Other than I'm on day 5 of some pretty horrible food poisoning. Got to be careful.
Oh, no. No. You just got there, yeah. Dan.
I know, yeah. So imagine what I'm in for the next 6 months.
Well, you got to build up that immunity,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Strengthen the stomach.
Hey, can you send us some of the gas?
Wear a mask wear a mask while you eat, Dan, so you don't get that stuff.
Yeah, that's my own fault, I guess.
You got to think better, Dan.
Maybe two.
Yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I got to mask up. Be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
So I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you guys were going to touch on this or not, but are you guys familiar with, and did you hear about yesterday, are you guys familiar with Colt Brennan, the quarterback from Hawaii?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in and talk about him because I actually grew up in Hawaii when I was a kid, and the first, like, sporting events I went to when I was just a little kid, my parents are both born and raised in Chattanooga, so we were Tennessee fans, but like I said, we were living in Hawaii at the time, so we got involved with the culture there, and yeah, so we were going to Hawaii games, Hawaii football games, and so I was there in 2006. We went to games all the time, and that was the year that he broke the single-season touchdown record. And then, of course, 2007 was the next year when they went undefeated and went to the Sugar Bowl and everything. But, yeah, it was pretty special to watch him light up the scoreboards week after week, and it was just really sad to hear about him passing away yesterday.
Yeah, tragic news. I mean, he was says he was in a rehab facility and then left and was given something that he thought was a pain pill, and it turned out it was fentanyl.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to figure out, you know, where he got it, who gave it to him, but just a really bad situation. Apparently, he had been doing really well in rehab and was kind of back to his old self, oh, and then left with a buddy and was given something that he didn't know what it was, and obviously it was really bad situation.
Yeah, yeah, it was just really sad to hear about. And what was fascinating about Cole Brennan was he was, you know, 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns in a season. These days, you know, it's not overly special or anything, but he was doing it before it was cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and June Jones, I mean, that was a fun offense to watch, really kind of helped put Hawaii on the map. Like, the one thing I do remember about Colt was his like, throwing mechanics were kind of awkward, but it didn't really matter. He was still kind of able to swing it and fit it into some really tight windows. But, yeah, they lit it up out there. And the biggest story that I've at least seen with it, obviously very tragic news, but, I mean, the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, their headline was...
I have it right here. It just said, quarterback Georgia defeated in 2008 Sugar Bowl has died. And after it had, whenever they ended up finally deleting it, I mean, it took hours.
Yeah.
6 retweets, 979 quote tweets.
That's got to be a record.
But then they put out the article again, and they just took out the part where it just says Georgia defeated. So now it just says quarterback in 2008 Sugar Bowl has died. It's like, put his name there, man. Like,
seriously.
Like I don't get.
Just brutal.
Anyway, rest in peace, Cole Brennan. All right, I want all of you guys to guess what time here you think the baseball game is coming on Friday night. Pakistan time.
2:30 a.m.
No.
5:30 a.m.
What? Which game? Friday night's game?
The Friday night game. Yep.
All right, is that 6:30?
You're supposed to guess.
Is that 6:30 our time?
I think so.
Davey was closest. It's 3:30 in the morning.
That's what I was doing the math. I was about to say 3:30.
Sure you were.
Oh, sorry.
I knew it was 3:30 or 2:30.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Stay safe over there.
All right, guys.
Hydrate.
Yeah.
Hydrate.
Yep, we'll do.
Yeah.
Mask up. Hydrate. Yeah. Watch what you eat.
Do you see the video there, the Iron Dome stuff?
Israel's Iron Dome?
Crazy. Yeah.
No.
I think... it could be way off on this, but I think it's their like anti-missile defense system,
mm-hmm.
And so all these rockets coming in are
getting intercepted.
Yeah,
wow,
it's crazy.
Let's check that out.
Yeah, it's an aerial defense system.
Yeah,
man,
a lot of stuff happened yesterday.
No, that's a lot of stuff.
After we went off the air too, like at 10 o'clock is when.
Oh, welcome to Three and Out. This is what will always happen.
Yeah,
Everything will happen. As soon as our show
is. It's a blessing and a curse, because we get to talk about it all from yesterday. You know, we get to start the day and be the only ones to talk about it to start today, but nothing ever really happens during our show to, you know, make it easier. But that's okay. We can handle it.
I wonder what Dan ate.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask and we stay. Can you take me higher?
Final segment, hour number one. Houston, I've read the bill. All 5 pages.
It seems, humble brag.
It seems very light. There's no split for compensation. Players can get agents now, though.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean that's a huge change. I mean, that,
I know
that used to be like the smoking gun that you're cheating. Like, did you have an agent? Now it's like, well, it's fine. Get an agent.
So, any limits in this bill? Nope.
Nope.
Just a free for all, huh?
Well, it's weird. It almost feels like the bill is more to protect the university
than it is to, like, open the floodgates of players getting paid. Although it does, I guess it does both.
I need to look into this. I might be able to get into the agent game without having to pay all the fees to get in from the NFL side of things.
Yeah, you need to get on it. Probably could. An intercollegiate athlete, an institution may earn compensation for the use of the athlete's name, image, or likeness. Such compensation must be commensurate with the fair market value of the authorized use of the athlete's name, image, or likeness. To preserve the integrity, quality, character, and amateur nature of intercollegiate athletics and maintain a clear separation between amateur intercollegiate athletics and professional sports, such compensation may not be provided in exchange for athletic performance or attendance at an institution and may only be provided by a third party.
Okay. So you cannot
pay them to play.
And you can't pay them based on their play. If they play well, you can't pay them more.
Right.
So you
have to pay them based on their, like, market reach, fair market value.
Mm. Don't good players typically have more reach?
But that's good, though. I mean, I would rather. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting, though, because what I mean by protecting the university is, well, first of all, check this out. An institution or an officer, director, or employee of the institution may not be involved in the development, operation, or promotion of a current or prospective intercollegiate athlete's name, image, likeness, including actions that compensate or cause compensation to be provided to athletes. So basically, if you work for UT, like, you're screwed. You can't get into this money train. There's going to be a bunch of outside people, which is just going to be great for college sports.
They're going to have some. I mean, if the NCAA says athletes can only make this, they're going to have to monitor that somehow.
No, they're going to have to monitor it, but they can't get paid.
The university?
To do it. Like, if you work for the university, if you have any tie to the university, you can't get paid from the deals that are doing the NIL.
But Nick Saban just started the Advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the state of Tennessee. I don't know about Alabama. It did say that they were going to do basically like the first semester of any student athlete's time on campus that they had to go through
a training program.
Like, a new program for basically like
how to handle all this.
Handle your money that you make off of it. And
Okay.
Any entity whose purpose includes supporting or benefiting the institution or its athletic program may not compensate or cause compensation to be provided to a current or prospective intercollegiate athlete for the athlete's name, image, or likeness if the arrangement is contingent on the athlete's enrollment or continued participation at an institution. So that's like you sign up Josh Dobbs and then
he transfers to Notre Dame?
You can't drop the NIL? I mean, the deal you cut with him? Like, his contract can't say, like, while you play at Tennessee, this is the contract. If you no longer play at Tennessee.
Well, that just means that they would do very short contracts.
Yeah, or have opt-outs.
It wouldn't be like a 4-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
I get that. I will say real quickly, that kind of goes to the point of where it doesn't want to make a person or like a kid like feel like they're trapped at a school for whatever reason. It's like you could get into some legal jargon if you were to not necessarily have something like that and you wanted them to continue to, even though they won't be able to use the university, you know how like we see a lot of like the NFL teams, it's like, oh, well, we'll put this guy, like Joe Montana, in a random 16 jersey that's red. But it can't be an NFL jersey if it's not an NFL partner.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to get into that situation a little bit where it's like they'll probably have them like wear some orange, but it can't be Tennessee orange.
Right.
And so if you were to set it up, the contract, that way it could get into some issues.
Hmm. Fascinating.
It talks about how they have to disclose any agreement they have with the institution and file annual reports. So basically, like, if a player gets a contract,
the school will know.
Then they have to, you know, report on it all. The section everybody's putting in their articles is, an institution shall not adopt or maintain a rule, regulation, standard, or other requirement that prevents or unduly restricts an intercollegiate athlete from earning compensation for the use of the athlete's name, image, or likeness. Any compensation earned does not affect the intercollegiate athlete's grant in aid or athletic eligibility. So basically, like, they can't, if a kid makes money off his NIL, that it's not going to change their scholarship or
right.
their eligibility. It's just, what this is trying to do is say, it's just two separate things. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a player, they get a scholarship, they get whatever they get for being on the team, and then over here, they can do whatever they want to do to earn money off of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Although what we've said is the difficulty is determining how they're benefiting by being doing their scholarship thing and being on the team. Like,
I know, yeah. I mean, that's the only reason they have a platform at all.
Like, if you're a five-star linebacker from somewhere, you're not a star until you get on campus, until the news picks up that you're a star.
Yeah, I mean, there are people following your recruitment, but they're not necessarily fans of you until you go to their school.
And they're
school.
Not going to care about you until that first game where you make your first play.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're only caring about what you're going to do in the future. They don't care about you in that moment. So with it's like we're pretending the two things aren't related, kind of, for the sake of how to
word
handle
it. Yeah.
Now here's where it starts protecting the schools, or in this case, you know, Tennessee and the other state schools. An institution may adopt reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions to prevent an intercollegiate athlete's name, image, or likeness activities from interfering with team activities, the institution's operations, or the use of institution's facilities. So basically now there's a lot of protections in this section that basically is like the school has the power to say, nope, you can't do a photo shoot there. That's our property. You can't do this there. Maybe like Dave said, you can't use our jersey for that thing. This is just like a lot of blanket stuff that...
But the university could allow them to, right? Like Tennessee could say, hey, look,
yeah, I mean,
we don't care.
Reasonable.
Wear your, you know, wear your power tee, shoot the commercial, wear your jersey, whatever. Here's some game tape. We're gonna let you use it. They could do that.
Yeah, because like let's say,
yeah, just that's why it says reasonable time.
We'll
place
take
stuff.
Yeah, we'll take like a pizza company that's maybe like Papa John's sponsored the university, but the kid wants to do something with Domino's. They're not gonna want that kid wearing a Tennessee jersey for a Domino's commercial when they got to deal with Papa John's. Like,
right? Yeah. If it's any type of conflict of interest.
It could just be Josh Dobbs hanging out in a regular just like
orange
street
polo with no...
You're right. You know, walking in to pick up his pizza or something, a commercial.
Right.
Yeah. That's the next section. It says, an institution may prohibit an intercollegiate athlete's involvement in name, image, and likeness activities that are reasonably considered to be in conflict with the values of the institution, which is back to the, like, they can basically say, you can't promote that. Anything.
Right, right.
Anything that they just determine, you know. Same thing with intellectual property. If it's the institution's intellectual property,
mm-hmm.
including but not limited to trademarks, trade dress, copyrights.
Yeah. So basically the school will have say-so in what they look like
right.
when they do their whatever they do. Instagram posts, commercial.
Right.
Autograph signing, right? Like that. This would be.
I would think a player now could sign autographs on their own time as much as they wanted to.
Yeah, and just say like $5 a thing, or like
or whatever.
You know, this store is going to pay me this much to come sit in and sign stuff for 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, according to this, the athlete would just have to document all that and turn it in with you know reporting back and say, you know, whatever.
Mm.
I mean, if you're signing stuff that the signer brings to you, so like if a guy brings the Tennessee Volunteers football to the player to sign,
mm-hmm.
obviously that would be fine. If the player, though, like I don't think a player could buy a bunch of his own jerseys or take some of his own jerseys or whatever, sign them, and then sell those, because that would be breaking the whole, at least without pre-approval, you know.
Yeah.
Like I can't take a game-worn jersey that I've kind of swipe from the locker room
unless the
done.
University said yeah you can do that
right. Smart universities will establish very specific ways to help players do that and then show the players exactly what they can't do so
right.
that everybody's happy.
Well, and this is just like somebody's going to figure this out and kick everyone else's butt.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to be making their players a lot of money right out of the gate. I hope we're smart enough to be one of those
Alabama
schools. Yeah.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.